Life on a small island.
The inhabitants of Tango, a small island in the South Pacific, discovered a plant which contained a powerful drug. This drug made it more difficult for them to think rationally. It stopped them worrying about the future and enabled them to forget all their problems. At the same time, it made it much easier for them to relax and enjoy themselves. So much so, indeed, that the whole population of the island stopped working and spent all their time singing and dancing and looking at the sea. Unfortunately, this had a very bad effect on the country's economy, and people began to run short of food. This, however, didn't discourage the people from taking the drug. The Prime Minister made speeches on the TV warning them about the drug, but nobody took any notice, and before long, the economy was in ruins. This forced the government to make the drug illegal, but that only made the situation worse. The law couldn't prevent the people from taking the drug, which grew wild all over the island. On the contrary, the fact that the drug was illegal merely encouraged people to take it. Eventually, the government found a better solution. They exported the drug to other countries. This saved the islanders from having to work more than one day a week and allowed them to spend the rest of their time sitting in the sun without a care in the world.
Part 2. Statements.
1. Since the 1990s, I have been to the southern part of Europe several times, but I wouldn't mind another package holiday in Spain.
2. If Tom could have repaired the roof of his own house, he wouldn't have called in a builder and paid him a packet.
3. Jane said that she would be happy to come to our graduation, but she has to work on her assignment every evening next week.
4. I am kind of busy now and have no time to look at this proposal for you. How does late this afternoon sound?
5. I'm not the only one in the School of Economics to graduate with honors. There are a number of others.
6. Do you really ask me to cook for the children over the weekend? To be frank with you, I would rather do anything but cook.
7. You've decided to take another semester of biology? You must be kidding. I know you didn't even take the introductory course.
8. In my garden, there are a great variety of plants. I grow some plants for their flowers and others for their leaves.
9. The other day, Sally felt greatly embarrassed in the bank branch because her check bounced, with so many people looking at her strangely.
10. I have known Jack for so many years. If I had known he was in the hospital, I would have visited him.
11. The earliest flight from Washington to New York is at 6. If that's full, there's another one at 7.
12. Alice is now taking an intensive spoken English course, but her writing has obviously improved since she started to focus on written English.
13. These 2 months, I have been doing a part-time teaching job, so I have enough money to last the rest of the semester.
14. The summer position we advertised in the paper is still available. If you're interested, why don't you come to our office for an interview?
15. I spent the whole weekend totally absorbed in this biography, and I still haven't finished reading it.
16. The woman must have been unfairly fined. She was just not strong enough to have caused so much damage.
17. Bored with all those poorly constructed plots and unrealistic characters, I never want to see another film about space travel.
18. People staying too long playing games in front of a computer do so at the risk of their own health.
19. I hear that Mitchell turned down that job. Well, the hours were convenient, but she wouldn't be able to make ends meet.
20. Tom sees no need of owning a car. He would sooner do without a car than pay all that money for one.
Part 3. 1. A tiny village in France.
once every year for the last few years.
We visited our friends in a small, tiny little village in the middle of France, and they bought a cowshed, and it was literally a cowshed, not fit to live in, and they have gradually made it better and renovated it, and it's in a beautiful position. It's on the top of a hill, and for miles around, you can see this beautiful countryside. And I think only one other house, so you do need a car, and you take the car into the tiny little village, where there are about four or five shops and a very nice restaurant, where you can go and have a five-course meal for very little money. And also near is a very big lake, because this place is in the Dordogne, and there are lots of lakes there. And we go there most afternoons and windsurf and sail. Also, there's a very nice market, French market there, once a week, where you get lovely pâtés, lovely fresh fish, really good fresh fish, and lovely bowls and baskets, which the local people have made. I like this part of France very much, but I think it's a shame that there are too many English people there.
Questions. 1. How often does the speaker visit his friends in France?
2. In which part of France do his friends live?
3. What was their house before they modernized it?
4. Where is the house located?
5. According to the passage, one of the following statements is not true.
2. A small town in the U.S.
I come from the northern United States, Rochester, Minnesota. It's a town of about 50,000 people, and it's a very clean town. It's an ordinary town, fairly wealthy, but it's a bit strange, because there are a lot of transients, a lot of people who don't live there. It's the home of the Mayo Clinic, and so there are thousands and thousands of people who come every year. The other thing is, there's also a lot of foreign residents. A lot of doctors and nurses are from other countries, and so it makes what could be a really dull Midwest town something special. The library is very good. Cultural events are much more interesting than the rest of Minnesota, and actually, it's not a bad place to grow up. On the other hand, I was dying to leave there, and all I could think of was getting away from the Midwest and the cold winters. You have about 6 months when it's almost too cold to go outside. A lot of the buildings are designed so that you can walk from one to the other underground. There's a big pedestrian subway system so you can avoid all this stone.
Questions. 1. According to the passage, what is unusual about the town as described by the speaker?
2. About how many people are there in the town?
3. Who are the foreign residents in the town?
4. In which part of the United States is the town situated?
5. How does the speaker feel about being a child there?
6. How do the people in the town avoid the snow?
3. The city of Tokyo. What kind of city is it? It's a very modern city. I expected that Tokyo would be quite old, but there are very few parts of it which are old, in fact, at all, because it was firebombed during the Second World War by the Americans. There are one or two temples that survive that, but basically it's a city that's been built since 1945. A lot of it is low-rise, one, two, three-story houses, because of the earthquake danger, because they get lots of earthquakes. Once you've mastered a little bit of Japanese, it's relatively easy to get around Tokyo, because they've got an excellent subway system, and it's quick and easy to get around. The problem is, of course, that Tokyo is a city of 13, 14, 15 million people, and they all want to get around at exactly the same time. So especially if you're traveling in the rush hours, 8 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock at night, it is a question in many of the big stations of being pushed onto the train. They pay students a bit of extra pocket money to do this. Right in the center of Tokyo is the Imperial Palace, and that's set in delightful gardens. But it's completely closed to the public, so nobody ever sees it. In the rest of Tokyo, there are 10, 12 public gardens, but they tend to get very filled up with people, especially during national holidays. Other than that, it's just street after street and block after block of very similar houses. As I say, one or two-storied houses, which just go on and on for mile after mile, because Tokyo extends over hundreds of square miles, a massive city. Questions.
1. What's special with most of the buildings in Tokyo?
2. Why is it relatively easy to get around Tokyo, according to the speaker?
3. How do you get on the trains in the busy periods of the day?
4. Why is it a problem to go to the public gardens?
5. In which part of Tokyo is the Imperial Palace located?
Part 4. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
1. I'm afraid we'll have to change our appointment for tomorrow morning. Something unexpected came up, and I have to handle that first.
2. We wish to get in touch with a local firm and set up a joint venture. We're planning to expand into the Asian market.
3. I can't decide now. I'll have to phone my head office and inquire before I can give you a definite answer.
Computers play an essential role in modern automation in many plants and factories throughout the world.
5. The meeting was cancelled because the chairman of the board came down with the flu. He'll stay away from his office for the next 2 or 3 days.
2. Passage translation.
1. Now in this industrialized world, people are inclined to choose material possessions. This is true of doctors, too. The high income of doctors is the envy of other people. Many high school graduates are eager to go into medical colleges, and countless girls consider doctors to be their best choice of husbands. For many years, the public has charged that doctors in public hospitals demand money from patients. The amount of money the patients give determines the kind of treatment they receive.
2. There's a new job opening up at work. It's in a different department, and I think the work is more interesting than what I'm doing now. I'm tired of this job. Anyway, my friend and co-worker, Bill, told me that he's applying for the job. I didn't know what to say, so I told him that I was going to apply for the job as well. It's a little bit awkward, but I guess it's better that he knows. I mean, even though we're both competing for the same job, we should still be honest with each other.
That's the end of the tape.
Bye.